You're talking about wildlife BMPs. Are they here now, or how could that impact Florida citrus growers?
I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about BMPs. We've got a lot of species that are declining or in trouble in Florida, and those that are in the most trouble end up getting on a list. It's either a state threatened list or a federal endangered list. And it makes a lot of people, you know, concerned about, you know, what's happening. Is that going to mean I'm going to get a ton more regulations? Am I going to need a permit to do everything? And what best management practices bring is just like with water quality BMPs. It gives you protection, insurance, if you will, against having to worry about permitting or having to worry about impacting those species that might be on a list. And what it does really is gives the landowner, the citrus grower, it gives them credit for the good things they're already doing on the ground. And we're going to use the water quality BMPs as much as possible. If we need to develop something specific for a given species of wildlife, we'll work with the landowner. The key to this is the sky's not falling. I know there's a lot of rumors going on about it, but the fact is we're going to work with the landowners, with the citrus growers, to develop these BMPs so that they're win-win situations. Because they've got to be voluntary. We don't want to take a regulatory approach. And if they're voluntary, we need them to be structured so that a landowner is interested and willing, and it makes sense for him to implement these BMPs. So that's the key to this, to work it out so that we find that win-win situation so that it's good for wildlife and good for the growers.
So these are not in effect now. They're proposed and you're working on them, correct?
Yes, sir. In fact, we don't even have a document that lists any proposed BMPs. Right now, we're in the process of reaching out, working with landowners, learning, documenting what they're doing on the ground, looking closely at the water quality BMPs that are already in place, and seeing how all that might fit in and be something we can use rather than reinventing the wheel. So right now we're in the development stage of talking and working and thinking through it. We hope over the next 6 months to a year we'll have these BMPs ready to roll out and ready to try to implement. And while at the same time we're holding off and not going to put a citrus grower or any landowner for that matter in any kind of difficult situation with regard to state listed species. So we're working with you real close on it.
What are you hearing from citrus growers? I know today while you were talking, I asked one grower, is this a concern? Is this a real big deal? And he said it could be, and he had a piece of paper. He showed me eastern diamondback rattlesnakes on there. Well, I guess they're in a lot of citrus grove. Those sort of things are concerns. Are those the kind of things you're hearing?
Yes, sir. There is concern about what's this going to do to my business and how am I going to be able to continue to make a living, particularly right now in today's economy and all the other pressures on the citrus industry specifically, all the things that they're fighting to try to just make a living and make ends meet. This, anything more, any more regulation, any more piling on is going to hurt, and we don't want to see that. And so that's why we're wanting to work through this. The Eastern Diamondback is actually petitioned to be listed as a federal listed species by the Fish and Wildlife Service. But it is good for people to know that it's been in the news and it's been considered and going to be evaluated, but that doesn't mean the snake is going to get listed. There's a long, drawn-out status review process that determines where those snakes are and how many we have and what we're already doing to benefit them. And I'm really hopeful that once we bring all the information to the table, we're going to work closely with the Fish and Wildlife Service and make sure we bring them the information so that we don't have to end up listing the Eastern Diamondback and having to deal with it in that way.
But if it was listed, the BMPs might offer a way that you can keep growing citrus in your grove.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I don't see a future where just having diamondbacks listed would ever stop citrus growers. At the worst case scenario, if it got listed, it'd create a few hurdles to jump over. And we're going to be there as your state Fish and Wildlife Agency to help you with that, to make sure it's not burdensome. But I don't even want to go there. We want to keep it off the list. We want to make sure people know they're widely distributed, they can really live in a lot of different habitats, and so they really shouldn't be on the list in the first place. But if we get there, we'll work with you and make sure it's not going to put you out of business or cause any extra burden on you.
People were scared when the BMPs for water first came out, right? And there's some of that same hesitancy now, but in the long run, it does them good.
Yes, sir. And the proof's in the details and what comes out. And all I can say is let's wait and see how this looks, and we'll take it a step at a time. And again, our landowners, our growers are in on the ground floor. So that ought to give us a good opportunity to get this right.
you're working with grower organizations like Florida Citrus Mutual already?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.